Welcome to episode 30. My name is Dustin, and this is Secret Grasp. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, occult, conspiracy theories, urban legends, cryptids, and other strange occurrences. So this episode, I want to cover what's considered the most recognized and dangerous Ouija board demon, which is Zozo. Think it's like a male demon, but I'm not 100% sure, so I'm just going to refer to it as he in this episode. That might not be correct. It could be a female demon, or maybe demons don't really have a gender at all. But anyways, Zozo has been around for hundreds of years. The first reference to him is thought to have been in France. He's mentioned in the Dictionnaire Infernal, which is a book by Jacques-Collin de Plancy, first published in 1818. Although, when I was researching, I wasn't able to actually find him listed as one of the main demons described, unless it's one of those demons under a different name. Supposedly, in this book, though, the author tells a story of a young girl who's possessed by three demons. They call themselves Mimi, Zozo, and Capulet. Some people think that Zozo's origins are from ancient Sumeria or Africa, although it's impossible to tell. I couldn't find anything to really back that up in my research either. So if you're using the Ouija board and you encounter Zozo, normally he'll spell out his name or some variation of it. He goes by Zozo, Zuzu, Pazuzu. The name almost always contains a Z or Z, depending if you're in Canada or America. Sometimes the name Mama also pops up. I also wasn't 100% sure from my research if Mama is Zuzu or if Mama is something related to Zuzu. But when the name Mama comes up, that's like the worst. That's worse than running into Zozo. So watch out for that. And also, this is like one episode where I'm like creeped out even doing my research, even typing the word Zozo into my notepad, let alone saying it out loud, is like, I'm worried that I'm going to like attract something to me. So this is one that's like super creeping me out that I'm not excited to be doing. So Zozo will rarely identify himself up front. Normally, it's like a deceptive entity that won't identify itself until you really press it. Instead, it'll likely mimic whoever you want to talk to. So if you go into it wanting to talk to your dead grandma, it's going to pretend to be your dead grandma. If you want to talk to Elvis, he's going to pretend to be Elvis until you really get in there and ask the questions. Or maybe you can find something that like contradicts in the answers and then you can call them out. So Zozo seems to prefer dealing with females. He's more likely to interact with people who have depression or some kind of mental illness or physical ailment as well. Basically anything like that. Like I said in the first Ouija board episode, those things make you kind of weaker and more likely to be possessed, which is why you don't want to play with a Ouija board if you're sick or super tired or anything like that, or depressed. So also preys on the weak-minded, those who have psychic gifts, and the irreligious. Stress, grief, or other strong emotions can play a part as well. So that's why you don't use a Ouija board if you're like super stressed out or there's something really emotionally triggering going on in your personal life. And young people are also tend to be more influenced by the Ouija board in general, and that also applies to Zozo. After you push Zozo to identify itself, then it'll typically answer questions that would be difficult for other people to answer, or like it'll tell you things that only you know to prove it to yourself. So especially if you taunt it, it'll say something, especially if you're in like a group of people, it'll say something embarrassing that only you know to all those people. Which kind of sucks. Sometimes Zozo will just spell out swear words over and over. So I guess this is like a Ouija board demon with a little bit of Tourette syndrome as well. Often something bad will happen shortly after you contact Zozo. It could be mysteriously getting sick, getting hit by a car. People have been known to get drowned after dealing with Zozo on the Ouija board. Also, it could be more minor things, like you might just develop depression or you might start having tons of nightmares. So Zozo can predict deaths and other stuff that's like bad things that are going to happen. And it's hard to say if these events were going to happen anyway or if Zozo is actually causing them. People do seem to get bad luck after they interact with the entity, though. So Because of this, you never want to ask it when you die. That's a good rule for the Ouija board in general. But for a spirit like Zozo that can actually answer you, that's, you definitely don't want to know the answer. So some people say Zozo could be a demon. Others think it's a spirit that stole the name after seeing how it affected and frightened people. It could even be like a whole bunch of different spirits using the name. There's some signs that you can use to realize that you're dealing with Zozo. So I mentioned earlier, if there's like tons of swear words or it's being like super irreligious and blasphemous, that could be one thing. Pretty much everything that I listed in my previous Ouija board video as well. Like if the planchette does a figure eight, if it does the rainbow, which is like from A to Z or A to like J or whatever, and then the next row, if it's going like side to side, or if it goes to the four corners of the board like it's trying to escape or something, those are signs that you probably want to stop dealing with whatever is in the board at that point. So there's a few ways that Zozo can interact with the real world as well. It can use mirrors to make itself shown. So again, like I said in the Ouija board rules episode, you don't want to have any mirrors in the room when you're doing a Ouija session. Hopefully you don't see Zozo in other mirrors that are around your house later on either, because that's been known to happen. That, like, you do the Ouija board session and you think everything's done, and then you get up to get a glass of water in the middle of the night and there's Zozo standing in the mirror looking back at you. So not fun stuff. You might hear phantom noises, so you could start hearing banging or knocking in your house. It could be on walls, doors, coming from the attic, on your bed in the night, or pretty much anywhere else. You can also develop what would naturally be described as tinnitus, which is like a ringing or a humming noise in your ears. You might even hear voices or entire groups of people talking. So it might sound like there's like a party downstairs or something, and then you go down and there's nothing there and it's perfectly silent. Stuff like that can happen. Thing about like the banging and knocking in the house, the good thing for me is that I've got two cats, so there's just like constantly bumps and bangs in the night. So even if my house was haunted, I don't know if I'd be able to tell because the cats are so loud in the night. So if you want to like throw some plausible deniability in there, if your house is haunted or not, just get some cats and blame everything on the cats. Something else that can happen is stuff moving on its own, almost like a haunting or a poltergeist type activity. Objects might fly across the room like they've been thrown. Drawers can open by themselves. You might also see shadow people or just like seeing things out of the corner of your eyes. Apparently, Zozos can also make you hallucinate some pretty violent or gruesome stuff. Just like either in your mind, you might get like demonic. There's like possession, and then there's like the four other ones. And basically, it can like put creepy thoughts in your head, and then you might actually hallucinate violent stuff out in the real world too. Zozo's even been known to possess animals like cats or dogs. It can also appear as a large bird, so it might just like sit outside your window at night, seemingly watching you sleep until you close your blinds. You open them in the morning and there's still like a giant crow or something sitting there. You might be dealing with Zozo. So the animals might not be possessed either. They might just kind of sense that something is really off, like they might be acting weird or scared. Like my dog freaks out when he hears like thunder or fireworks, so I imagine if there was like a demon in the house, that's the same kind of signals that he would be giving off. Worst case, it can possess people. Usually that requires people being kind of sick or like mentally not so well for that to happen, or just like super exhausted and tired or something, maybe, or under the influence of alcohol and drugs too. So you don't want to do those things when you're messing with a Ouija board. So what do you do if you encounter Zozo? The first thing is to stay calm, because spirits and demons like Zozo, they tend to feed off of fear and negativity. So you don't want to give them that energy because it'll make it stronger. You want to close out the session properly. So don't just all take your hands off the planchette and freak out. You want to actually just like politely excuse yourself, tell them that you're going to end the session now and then go to the goodbye or whatever and end things. And you can always have a faithful Christian friend on hand to pray with you if things go wrong. That's pretty much your backup. Otherwise, you're calling in priests or something to exorcise you or cast demons out of your house. So that is all for Zozo. Since we're only at 10 minutes, I've got another haunted pizza shop story from Reddit that I can read for you guys. So we're going to do that before we go. So this story starts like this. Let's start from the top. I used to work for a local pizza joint. I would bus to work early in the morning, way before my shift even started. I did this because I have high anxiety and like to be able to work at my own pace and forego any surprises. For example, I like to come in 3 hours before my shift and make my task lists and clean from the night before. Most days I was alone from 7 a.m. until 12 noon. If we had a large early order, then my boss would be there at 10 to help. Well, one day we had an order for 17 large pizzas out by noon, which is when we opened. So I made sure to be there early and get as much prep done as possible. Soon my boss showed up and we busted out all the pizza and boxed it. Just after we finished, he and I both heard a loud crash that echoed through the small store. We both just about jumped out of our skins. We looked at each other and asked, "Did you hear that?" He shook his head yes, and we looked behind us to see what fell. All of the dishes for our store are on a central metal rack. It holds all of our 6-inch pans and plastic pans for sauces and meats. All the metal pans for crusts and pretty much everything else too. We both expected to see all of that stuff on the floor, but not a single thing was moved. Nothing. Nothing on the floor. Nothing shifted from the shelves. Not a single pan, spoon, or anything. We just looked at each other dumbfounded. "Dude, are you sure we heard that?" I asked him. "Yes, there's no way we didn't just hear that. That didn't just happen," he said. I spent the next 20 minutes trying to figure out what we heard, what could have fallen, but nothing seemed to make sense. There wasn't even any construction nearby outside for me to blame. I spent the rest of my time working there looking over my shoulder. I have a few stories from this job that kind of shook me, this being the start of it. After this, my boss never spoke of the incident again, even when I asked him. He ignored me and pretended it didn't happen, but he and I both know we heard it. So that's from Reddit user PNWRose_3022. Looks like there's at least one more haunted pizza shop story that I can share with you guys. And then if they post any more in the future, I'll add those on to my episodes as well. I'll try and find some other people that want to submit stories to the show, and I can toss those on these short episodes just to kind of stretch them out a little bit. Yeah, but that's it for today. That's all about Zozo the Demon. If you like this kind of content on paranormal and mysterious topics, you'll want to check out some of my other episodes, especially if you're new. There's already quite a backlog since we're up to episode 30 now. Make sure you go back and listen to some of my earlier episodes. I'm sorry that the quality on some of the super early ones wasn't the greatest, but you still kind of get the message. All the important details are still in there. In the future, I'm going to be doing episodes about ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, and lots more. So I'd really appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast and come back and check out some of my future episodes as well, because that really will help support the podcast and make me want to keep going. But that is it for this episode. So we'll be in touch soon.